the power of worms, Holly. And this is something that you have great joy in talking about worms. It's a very they're incredible small creatures.
Yeah, worms are pretty amazing. They are really great for your soil. They aerate your soil, which means that they bring air to your soil, and they move the nutrients around. They break down organic matter, and they're just they're great little soil helpers. They're soil helpers in a way that is pretty simple. You don't have to do a lot of anything to make the worms happy. Basically, they will bring nutrients from 8 deep.
8 feet.
8 feet. What did I say? Eight feet deep down into your soil, and then they circulate those nutrients around for you.
Well, I think the biggest mistake people make is, I'm starting a garden, I'm just going to get worms from the bait shop, from the wherever, or the neighbors, and bring them in and get this thing going quicker.
Right. You don't want to do that. So what you want to do is you want to invite the worms into your garden, and not by an Evite. You want to invite them in by adding organic matter to your soil. So that can be things like coffee grounds, leaves, straw, anything like that that you're putting in your garden or on top of your garden, mixing it in. They're going your own compost from your food scraps, whatnot. They're going to eat that. They're going to find that food, and they're going to come, and they're going to make a home there. And worms are really smart, so, like, don't think, oh, I'm going to have too many worms. They're not going to have enough food, blah, blah, blah. It's okay. They're not going to inhabit more than they can control.
Right. They know where their limitations are, and they will stop reproducing once their colony has reached a maximum capacity in the area in which they're at that they can support their own selves. They're not going to overpopulate and then have issues there. Let's talk about how many worms should we, when everything's all perfect, in our garden, how many worms
sure.
should we have
so
in one square foot?
So ideally you want a minimum of 10 worms per 1 cubic square foot. So what you're going to do is you're going to have 1 cubic square foot of soil, which is 1 by 1 by 1 by 1, and you would just dig that out and count, see how many worms you can find. And if you got 10, that's good. We have just like
between 25 and 30
crazy amount.
What we have now.
Right.
Now, there's a couple of reasons why our soil is so rich and populated with the worms. One is we've been working the soil for about 7 years now. We bring in a ton of leaves. We bring in coffee grounds, chemical-free, seed-free grass clippings. We do not till the soil. Now, if you till, that's fine. That's okay. People sometimes will do this regularly. Now, the thing is that you will kill a certain number of worms when you till. The thing in which you can do to deter the casualties of worms is if you're going to till your area. Now, this is predominantly goes towards traditional ground garden. If you're in containers, obviously you're not tilling. If you're in a raised bed, you don't need to till because you brought in good organic material. So you're not needing really to disturb the soil at all, just basically a low to no-till planting method. Take the tiller where you're going to till and then let it idle for 3 or 5 minutes before you till. The vibration will sense the worms there's a danger. And they, most of them, the smart ones, will burrow deeper in the soil, and you'll kill less worms. Now, let's talk about how many worms. We talked about how many is in a square foot, Holly. But how many, in an organic farm, what are we looking at here, the number of worms on your in an acre?
Okay, so it could be about 500,000 worms.
Half a million.
Half a million, which is equal to 2,000 feet of 6-inch pipe. So that's kind of crazy. So a 6-inch across pipe, diameter pipe, there could be, imagine 2,000 feet of that. How many feet are in a mile? Is it
5,280.
So it's like half a mile of pipe, mm-hmm. basically.
And these are
to envision.
Right.
That's a lot of worms.
And these are worms that the farmer or the organic place did not bring in. These naturally came. They worked themselves in because of the feed of it. But, yeah, this is it, a lot of people, there's a tremendous amount of soil web underneath the soil. And when you do disturb the soil, and we try to go with our method as a low to no-till method of disturbing the soil. Obviously, if we're going to weed, we're going to use a garden fork, not a shovel. It's going to kill less worms, going to destroy less soil web. You got to, if you're going to plant potatoes, you got to dig deep in there. When we purge the beds from weeds, we do use and disturb the soil 8-9 inches deep. This year we have found, by putting such a tremendous layer of mulch on the garden, that really the only areas in which weeds were coming up was on the perimeter of the beds next to the walk path where the leaves didn't cover as thickly and didn't smother out the weeds in which we had. Now, when you take those leaves, which at the time of putting them on in the fall was 10, 12, sometimes 20 inches thick. Now they're about 4 or 5 inches thick because they broke down. Remove the leaves back. The worms start going down the
They're right by the surface. I'm sure they eat those leaves. I can't imagine what else
they're eating.
Yeah, so that's good for them. They get, you know, they get food. They get some air. They move around. And then what's amazing is that one worm can produce up to a third of a pound of their own manure, or compost, whatever you want to call
it. It's called worm castings in the industry, yes.
A year. So one tiny little worm can produce up to a third pound of their own waste per year, and that's good for your soil because they're eating organic matter. They're putting the organic matter back into the soil.
They're creating tunnels for the water to circulate through. Now, not all worms are good worms. We talked with Sharon Morris from the University Extension last year, where she was talking about that there's a invasive species of worm called the jumping worm, and it is in the Milwaukee area, and we're going to relate back to that in a moment about the what to look for. And again, this is a good indication of why you don't want to bring worms in, because these jumping worms will come in via soil from the potted plants that you bought at your garden center or whatever the case is. So Sharon Morris is going to tell us about that, and it's easier for her to say than for us to tell you.
There is a new invasive species called the jumping worm. What is it, and what do consumers need to be aware of before they purchase soil in the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, jumping worms are becoming a real scourge. People are pretty alarmed when they find them in their yards. They're not earthworms. We'll start with that. And you never have just one. They are in large groups, and they squirm like crazy when they are disturbed. And so they were calling them crazy worms, then jumping worms. They do move around very erratically when they're disturbed. And they're also always found just below the soil surface. They don't go down into tunnels and come back up like our regular earthworms do. They come into your yard with soil in containers of plants that you've purchased from other locations, from plants that you have shared from other gardeners, and also in some of the bulk nursery products like mulches and soils. And it's often very difficult to detect that they are in those products. So a lot of caution should be used when you're purchasing those kinds of things, and even when you're bringing in new plants into your yard. Really check the root system, check the soil that's in the pot and with the plant. Like I say, they're on the top of the soil surface. They eat all of the organic matter out of the soil. And the soil ends up looking like coffee grounds. So it's really distinctive when you've got them. They look a lot like our usual earthworms, but they do have a lighter band around their body than earthworms. And that band is flat with the rest of their body, whereas our earthworms, that band that goes around them is raised, kind of raised. The biggest problem is that there's nothing you can do about them at this time. Digging that soil out and removing it won't do it. You often move them from place to place in your own yard by working in that soil, and you contaminate your tools. You'll end up having some of the very small worms, the larvae, on your tools. And in the spring, it's especially difficult because they're so small, you can't really see them. And all that's there are the cocoons that overwinter. The adults die in the winter. So it's just something to really be aware of. Be very careful when you're bringing things into your property. And for the time being, if you do discover that you have jumping worm, be very careful not to transmit it to other areas of your yard or other people's yards. Clean your tools off really well, and even your shoes and your boots where you've been working. And wait, the research is ongoing, and hopefully we will find a way to control them.
Do you know if there's any known cases in the southeast Wisconsin area or the Milwaukee County area at this point?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
It's in many places. people who have absolutely no idea that they have them, and then they learn about them, and they start working in their soil, and lo and behold, there they are.
And once they get done with the organic matter in the soil, they start eating the roots of the plants, correct?
Well, they actually don't eat the roots of the plant, but they take so much out of the soil that the plants can't thrive.
Okay.
The roots can't thrive. So that's how they do damage to the roots. It's just by their feeding on the organic matter all around the roots. The soil is absolutely amazing when they get done with it. It really truly looks like coffee grounds.
So with that being said, we want to be aware of, one, when we dig the soil up, to see if there's just a single worm, like she said, we don't have to worry about it. If there's a colony of worms, and this occurs a little later, like in June-ish, there are people in Madison that are working on that problem. So just be vigilant. Don't bring worms in, but the power of worms are incredible. Thank you for checking out the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. For more, go to the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com for full length in-studio video and podcast replay of Season 1. Season 2 underway and added weekly. Tweet us at TWVG Show or hashtag TWVG to be part of the program.